was away for a while to speak to the operator. Can I just go through the list again? Because I'm
go on then.
Bart, Bosswinkle, Olga Cavalli, Christus Bain, Keith Dravis, Leslie Cowley, Olivier Guillard, Hiro Hotza, Patricia Poblete, Dossie Sparks, Rudy Vansnick, Peter Van Rossi, Yang Zhang. Did I miss anyone? I know that they're trying to call Mohammed and Eric Iriata, but they have problems dialing them in. And also have two excuses from Andre Philip and Patrick Hossein.
Right.
So he will try to call
Mohammed
and
Eric. Who are we missing that should be on the call apart from Mohammed? Paolo?
Paolo's had a problem as well, I think. He was in Cairo.
That's not the problem, it's just Egypt.
Yeah, okay, but he had something else to do.
Okay.
He didn't ask to be dialed out to, though, so I'm not sure he was planning to be.
No, do we have anybody else that's missed? Is Byron on the call?
Byron? No, he's not on the council yet.
Oh, isn't he? Oh, well, that's what would be why he's not on the call then. That makes sense. So who do we have? Who is missing? Youngham?
Youngham is missing. Victor Siva is missing. Paulus is missing. Who else? Oscar. Is Oscar Robles on the call? No. Oscar is missing, and the other Oscar is also missing. Puerto Rico Oscar.
We're missing both Oscars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fair enough. Well, perhaps we should get started then, given that it's now 7 minutes past 11. Well, 7 minutes past 11 for me, whatever time it is for you. The first item on the agenda is confirmation of approval of minutes and actions from the council call on the 13th of January. I guess we can approve the minutes unless there are any comments. Gabby, do you want to run through the actions?
Sure. Every action, all the ones, okay.
Are they all done? Just run through the
no.
ones that aren't.
Actually, I'm not sure about all of them, so...
okay. Well, just run through the ones you're not sure about, then.
Okay. The action 3703, this is the NSL secretary to schedule in a CCNSO board briefing session, independent of the briefing by Paul Toomey and Peter. I'm trying to do that. I still haven't got this confirmed. And I know that Peter Dengesresh probably can't join a session like this, but Demi will, well, Diane is dealing with their schedules. She will try to get Demi to join at least.
and Mike Silver, I hope. Yeah.
Yes, Mike. Then there was an action which I actually wasn't numbered. I will do them, renumber them before I publish them. But anyway, it's secretary to include the IGF session in the meeting schedule. This is done. And then to contact Raul Ekebiera and
Raul
Adiel.
Yeah.
Yes. Bart, did you do that?
No, I will.
So this is half done. Because the schedule, the session has been scheduled, but these people still need to be contacted. And then, Bart Bosswinkle to provide a council with a summary of the GNSO comment to the IDNC fast track. I guess this is the one that was sent out. Bart Bosswinkle to draft a resolution within 10 days and reply to the GNSO resolution with regard to the timing of the introduction of IDN TLDs.
I haven't done that, but this is part of what the council wants to do. So that's the overview of the statement on the timing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the last action was the CCNSO secretary to add Pierre Bonnet and Ron Sherwood to the CCNSO council email list. Done that, but I had to take off Pierre again because he resigned from his position.
Right.
So, that's it.
Gabby, is Ron, is he added as well, Ron Sherwood?
Yes, he's added.
Okay.
Can I just ask who joined so I can have the attendee list?
I dipped out but came back again, Gabby.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Somebody else join?
Uh-huh.
Sorry?
Youngham?
Oh, Youngham. Hi, Youngham. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thanks.
Hello.
Good. Okay. So that's the actions from the last meeting. Item number two is alignment of new GTLD process and fast track. I have no idea what that means, Gabby.
That's something for Bart.
At the last council discussion, there was a concern raised regarding the resolution of the GNSO council on the timing of the fast track and the timing of the new GTLD process, that it shifted the position of the GNSO council. That's why I produced that overview or statements on the the timing of the two fast tracks, and it's up to the council how they want to proceed with addressing the GNSO resolution on the timing.
Okay.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hello, Eric.
Sorry for the delay.
No problem. Okay, so, but the current, so just to summarize, the current situation is that the GNSO or various parts of the GNSO have either by passing a resolution or by giving a comment to the IDN implementation plan indicated a concern in respect to timing.
Yep.
And that concern is probably multiplied by the fact that, judging by the amount of feedback to the GNSO draft implementation guidebook, or draft application guidebook, especially from the US government and others, it looks likely that that process will be delayed, and therefore if we were to get everything right in respect to fast track, if we were, I'm not saying we will, then there would need to be, then it's likely that we would be ready before the GTLDs. Yep. Is that basically right?
Yeah, it's just to quote the GNSO Council, strongly believe that neither the new GTLD or CCTLD fast track process should result in IDN's TLDs in the route before the other, unless both the GNSO and the CCNSO so agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, most of you will have had an email from me earlier on today about the joint advisory committee and supporting organization session in Monday in Mexico. And one of the topics on the agenda for that is new GTLDs and IDN CCTLDs. So it seems to me that we will probably be able to have a reasonably intelligent discussion with our CCTLD members and the GNSO people in that meeting. But we also have, I think, Gabby, don't we, an intended joint session with the GTLDs?
There will most likely be one Monday lunch. There is a small problem because there's another meeting colliding with this for the GNSO, but Glenn is trying to resolve that. So
at some point we'll have one, maybe before or after the Monday session.
That looks very unlikely. If the Monday session won't happen, then it probably won't happen because they can't when we can. So that's the only timing we can.
All right.
But it looks like we will go ahead.
So I guess my point would be that there's not much we need to do about this right now. We just need to be aware that it is becoming more of an issue because when it looked as if the fast track would be slower than the new GTLDs, it wasn't an issue for the GNSO, but now that it looks like, now that it's possible that the fast track will be faster, it seems to have become an issue. Does anybody have any comments or questions?
Yes, Chris, this is Jan.
Yes, Jan.
I thought we were going to have something, right? Because in the last meeting, actually, we said we are going to draft a resolution.
Yes.
To reply.
But
still, because we're not sure if we're going to have a joint session in next ICANN meeting, but I still, regardless if we have joint session or not, still I think we should have some resolution.
Well,
regarding this concern, because I think we have reason concern about it, because obviously GSO has very strong concern about the timing. You can hear from what Bart said, right? they think strongly either IDM should be in before another one, right? So shouldn't we say something about it?
Well, I understand that, and we actually decided last time we had a teleconference that we would do that. But I wonder. I mean, but you haven't. You was there a particular reason why you, why we don't have a resolution right now?
It was still. So in my view, it was still. That's why I haven't drafted one. It was still unclear what the council wanted and what the timing of such action would be. Say on the one hand side, it was clear that something needed to be done with regard to the GNSO council resolution.
If I can come in here, it's me who suggested the resolution. I was just concerned that the GNSO pronouncement would be seen as being acceptable to the GNSO community
if we didn't.
If there wasn't some sort of statement made, and I support the idea of having further discussions.
Okay.
Mexico, but I still think what I originally thought that we should say something.
I think that's right. But hang on. One step at a time. I think that's right, Leslie. But I think I wonder. Well, there are two things. One is a couple of things that happened since then, which I'll get to in a second. One major thing, and the second is that I wonder whether we wouldn't be better served by actually having a discussion with the GNSO to actually get clear about what their concern is and or concerns are prior to passing a formal resolution, given that that's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. But before we discuss that, let me say what happens in the last few weeks, which has given me some cause for concern and does in fact probably affect the way that we handle this whole thing. And that is that we have been, or rather I have been, trotting along on a sort of path in the last couple of months of trying to talk to IDN community leaders about what sort of terms in a accountability framework or whatever it might be called they would be prepared to consider signing, and trying to get some text organised, leaving aside the discussion about whether it should be compulsory or not, and talking also about the possibility of making a financial contribution to ICANN and how that would be dealt with, irrespective of whether it's, again, deemed to be mandatory or not, compulsory or not. And I've made a fair bit of progress on that, and the idea was that a document of a draft possible draft terms would be published relatively soon before the meeting, and also some comments about money. And all of that was going along quite well, and in fact indicated that if we could get some sort of consensus on the sort of things that you would be prepared to commit to as a CCTLD, IDN CCTLD, we might very well be able to meet a deadline of Sydney or June of this year. But since then, it's become clear that there is a significant push on the ICANN board, at the very least, if not amongst some people on the staff, that there should actually be that the CCTLD applications for IDNs should be treated in much the same way as new GTLDs, and there's been a suggestion there should be application fees and a whole heap of other things. So it seems to me that we have a massive amount of work to do, of discussion to have in Mexico with the board of ICANN and various other people. And frankly, the issue of timing is much less relevant than it was, except that I do agree with Leslie that we shouldn't allow it to pass without saying something. So my only question is whether we should wait until we've had a discussion with the GNSO on the timing issue before we make a formal resolution. Leslie, what do you think?
Well, given that news, Chris, I think we've got a more serious problem than maybe the one about arguing with the GMSO.
Yes, I think we probably have. We're going to have to deal with the possibility of grilling the board, for want of a better term, and perhaps especially our supposed board representatives, about why they seem to think that there is no distinction between the CCTLD and the GTLD.
Okay, then I guess my initial response to that would be to make a statement that we do not necessarily agree with the GNSO statement and will be commenting further from the discussions in Mexico.
I think that's probably very sensible. But if no one objects to that, could you draft something for us in the next day or so?
Yep.
That just simply says, we note what the GNSO says, we don't agree, but we do want to talk to them, and we'll do that while we're in Mexico.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes, Jan. Could we add a statement that says we think that the BCs are the... the reason why we don't agree with the GNSO statement is because we think that the BCs are the same as the BCs.
I'm not...
Or a statement that...
Yeah. I completely agree with you that we're not, but I don't know that tactically it's a good idea to specifically make that point in responding to an issue that is just simply about timing. I think that the point about C's being different from G's is actually very relevant to the discussion about how they're treated.
I believe that without going into either the timing thing or specifically or the distinction between CCTLD and CCTLD, we could mention once again why there is a fast track process.
Yeah.
And it was because it was recognized by the board also. That there was an urgent and pressing need from some national communities to be able to express themselves in this main space.
I agree, and I think, yes, I agree with that, and I think, Bart, you could probably do a simple preamble to our response, which just says, bearing in mind that this is the reason why the fast track started, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
If I can just, yes, Dottie?
Can you repeat some of the questions? I can't hear at all the remote contributors.
Sorry, Youngham was suggesting that we should, in our response to the GNSO, that we should mention the fact that the principle, our belief that CCTLDs are different from GTLDs. And I said, yes, they are, but I'm not sure that within the context of simply responding from a timing point of view, that's necessarily relevant. It's relevant to what I'm...
Well, I heard you perfectly. I just didn't hear the question.
Yeah, and then Patricio said we should say that the reason why the fast track was approved by the board in principle was because there was a pressing need.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I want to pick up on Youngham's point because I think it's very relevant. For what it's worth, and this is just my opinion as of today, it seems to me that we may get to a point relatively soon where our position may be that if there is a clear lack of understanding in the ICANN, on the ICANN board, about treating CCTLDs in a different way to the way that GTLDs are treated, that actually we may have to go back to our position put to the board in January of last year, I think, when we were responding to a resolution of the GNSO about saying, let's stop everything and let's run a process that actually decides what is a C and what is a G.
Hmm.
Because I think if we end up in a situation where the board appears to be treating CC, or appears to want to treat CCTLDs, whether they be IDNs or not,
as the same as G's, then we have to actually say, well, sorry, but that's an issue that needs to be dealt with by the supporting organisation.
Mm-hmm.
So to take one very fine point, which I think is, although it's a very specific point, is very relevant. The concept of ICANN charging an application fee for a new GTLD arises specifically from the GNSO's policy development process on new GTLDs. And whilst their recommendations do not deal with how much should be charged, their recommendations do say that an application fee should be charged. If the board was to suggest that an application fee should be charged for an IDNCC-TLD, that is a top-down, board-imposed condition, as opposed to a bottom-up recommendation made by a policy development process. And therefore, I think at that point we would have to say, sorry, but you're way outside your mandate. The Cs need to do a policy development process on this.
Chris, this is Peter. Could you give some more background on where these comments and statements and thoughts have been developed? Was that in a formal process, or is that just informal?
Are you talking about the board yes. talking about an application fee?
Yes, just to assess on how we can...
The result of the last board meeting, the last ICANN board meeting, when documentation was put before the board to be approved for publication, and one of the documents was a template IDN accountability framework, for want of a better term, which I believe will be published relatively soon, hopefully in the next couple of days, and which will probably not be offensive to anybody. They might be offended by the fact that that ICANN thinks it should be compulsory to sign it, but the actual content of it is probably not going to be offensive to anybody. The second... Sorry, Jan. I'm just getting there.
Okay, can't hear a word of what she said.
Yeah, she said, Jan was just asking me about why I think there's going to be an application fee.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was also the discussion on fees.
Mm-hmm.
And the documentation that was put before the board talked about a yearly contribution. And there was a draft paper that talked about how that yearly contribution might possibly be calculated, and again, there was probably nothing in there that would be desperately controversial apart from any suggestion that it should be compulsory. But then what came up in the board meeting was the discussion about the fact that irrespective of there being a yearly fee, there should also be an application fee. And my understanding is that what will end up being published relatively soon in respect to money is a document which talks about the possibility of yearly fees and an application fee and various other things. Jan, to answer your question, it comes from discussions at the last board meeting. And the concern I have, and I have expressed this concern to various people, is that whilst I think you can have a sensible discussion about making an ongoing contribution to ICANN on a yearly basis, the concept of ICANN saying to a CCTLD, or more specifically to its government, in order for you to get this you have to pay an upfront fee, is just never going to fly. Does that answer your question, Jan?
Then I think it definitely works to mention to mention the point where it's really different. That's really different from
Jeff. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak up a bit?
Yeah, I think then definitely it works you mentioned that in our statement, we're definitely, CCTLD definitely are different from CCLD.
Yes, yes.
So my understanding, I get some sense board is going to treat us as just the same as CCLD.
Well, some people on the board feel that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think definitely it's worth to mention the point, our point, right?
I agree. And what one of the things that I would like to suggest, given that this is our last call before we meet in Mexico, although we will have a council workshop on the Sunday afternoon, I can hear myself being repeated back to me. Is everybody else okay, or am I very bad?
You have a slight echo. I will talk to the operator.
Would you? Thanks, Gabby. One of the things I'd like to suggest that we do is, when we get the board, or more specifically Peter and Demi, talking to us, we should actually be asking them the questions. Because my understanding is that Peter, for example, is in fact in favour of mandatory fees and mandatory application fees, which is something of a change from his previous attitude.
Well, I have a non-sequitur, but it seems to me that our board representatives, when they stay on the board a long time and don't really come to our meetings and on our calls, really lose touch with our thinking.
Well, I think that's possibly true, Dottie, but I don't think you can say that our thinking has moved very much from the way that it's been for quite some time.
Well, I agree with that, but new things have come up,
Yeah, and also being on the board, I think, is you have an obligation to ICANN, of course.
Yeah, maybe they need little reps themselves to tell them what's going on.
Yeah. Anyway, look, I just think, if I mean, just to deal with a specific point on the agenda, if I can suggest that we BART draft a response that is effectively a holding response to the GNSO, and we discuss a formal response once we've had a meeting with them in Mexico. Is everyone okay with that? Subject to seeing BART's words, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
In fact, just one question regarding that resolution. Say the council will, say, assuming the council will pass it, I think, do you want to send it to the GNSO and other constituencies, or just publish it on the CCNSO website?
No, I think we should send it back.
Okay. So it means, in order to, if the council members could respond, so you'll have it early tomorrow morning, my time. If they could respond by, say, Thursday, so we can send it out by Friday, that would be great.
Okay. I shouldn't think it won't be very controversial, so it shouldn't be.
No, but it's, we need to have the voting, and you know how the voting is.
Yeah. Okay. Is that all right with everybody?
Okay.
Good.
Another question is, Chris.
Yes,
You mentioned your information come from last board meeting, right? Is that published somewhere?
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
And don't ask me how I know, because I'm not going to tell you.
No, I'm not from that.
I just think that, I mean, I don't want to blow this up into more than it actually is. Until we see the document in respect to money, it's going to be, we can't be, I don't want to preempt anything, but I did want to give everybody fair sort of notice that this may be happening, and if it does, I think we have to react in a sort of joint, we have to all be on one side. I think you'll find the GAC will be fairly also on the same page. When it comes at least to application fees, never mind about anything else. So let's wait and see.
Yeah, that's why I think I totally agree with Leslie, because I think even before the next ACAM meeting, we should say something. Otherwise, it looks like what they said is acceptable to us.
You're talking about what the GNSO said?
Yes.
Okay.
That's relevant, right?
Well, yes, it is, but it's not. But the two things are separate points. There's the point about the timing, and then there's the point about about fees, which is the two. The GNSO have been saying we should pay fees as well.
Yeah.
But it's a separate issue, so we need to try and get clear about what we're dealing with. We're responding to.
That's the part of the reason GNSO think we should be, at the same time. We should be deployed by the same time. I think that's part of the reason they think.
What do you think is part of the reason?
GNSO thinks we should be deployed at the same time. One of the reasons is we should be treated as much as the CTLDs.
No, I think that the main reason for that. No, the main reason for their concern about timing is purely commercial. They believe there is a market advantage to going first.
That's one reason. Also, they think we need to pay the fee, and we need to have some kind of contract with ICANN. That's in their resolution, I think.
Yeah, but I agree with that, but I'm not sure those three things are necessarily connected. But anyway, we'll send something out about the timing.
Okay,
unless there's anything else, we'll move on to the next point. Cool, agenda. The draft agenda, everyone has a copy of the draft agenda, I hope.
Yep.
Are there any comments or... does anyone want to say anything specifically about the agenda?
I think it looks good.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
I have a comment.
Yes, Eric.
Yes, I would like, if possible, it's not directly this GNSO workshop, but luckily we will have a workshop 2 days before starting ICANN meeting. Maybe it could be included to invite to the NRC GTLDs. I send the information to the regional organization about the attack and contingent response program workshop, so if it will be possible, it will be...
I'm sorry, Eric, I don't actually know what you're talking about. What can you be a bit more specific?
Sorry. 2 days before the ICANN meeting, LACTLD will have a workshop for ACRP. It's directly for CCTLDs, so could be interesting to have in the draft agenda of CCNSO included.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Olivier.
Yes.
Okay, I went out and came back again because I couldn't speak. You didn't hear me when I said hello.
We ignored you. Just hold on for 1 second. Let Eric finish what he was doing. Eric, when does the LACTLD workshop start?
26 to 28.
Okay. And have you sent information out to the list?
I sent to the list, and I sent directly to the regional organization, but I'll resend the email.
Okay, fine.
Thanks.
Aaron, can you send me the information, and I'll forward it to the CNSO members?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Olivier, did you want to talk about something we moved on from?
Have you closed with the GNSO topic?
Yeah, but you can. That's fine. You can.
Okay. I just wanted to know if the organization about the relation with the GNSO was solved, because as you know, Pierre Bonis is not anymore.
No, we haven't got there yet. We'll get there later on.
Okay.
It's later on down the agenda.
Okay.
Good. Anyone else want to say anything about the agenda or make any suggestions or comments?
One question.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, March 1st, in the morning, we are going to have an IDM fast track session.
Yeah.
What's that going to be about?
What's what?
What's that different about?
No idea yet.
Okay.
Depends on what happens between now and then.
Okay.
We may be talking about all-out war. Or we may be talking about accountability frameworks, or we may be talking about all sorts of things. I have no idea at this stage.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens. The best case scenario rather is that we're just finalising our comments on documents, isn't it?
Yeah, let me give you a brief explanation of what will be published. Say the first thing, there will be four topic papers. One is obviously on say the accountability framework type of arrangement. The second one is on financial contributions. A third one will be on IDN tables, and a fourth one will be on the potential contention between a new GTLD application and a request for a CCTLD string. And there is some proposals in there. So these are the main topics from the implementation plan from Cairo. A fifth document will be an update of the implementation plan.
Okay, so basically, if we are not obsessed about fees, there are actually some other fairly important things to be talking about.
Yeah, you need to have the discussion anyway about the legal the arrangement and everything else. If the fee problem, even if it explodes and if it could be resolved in the next 1 or 2 months, depending on what happens, then you staff wants to continue with the implementation work.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyone else got any questions or comments on the draft agenda? Excellent. Just so that you know. Sorry?
Chris, sorry. The draft agenda for Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I have a comment.
Yeah.
At the end, I probably won't be able to come in Mexico.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be there.
Yeah, I thought also, but I have some last local constraints. Probably I won't be able.
Okay.
So it's just for your information. I think we'll come back with the organization of the Jena Working Group later to see what we're going to do on that. But I just wanted to inform you that probably on Monday morning, Kim will be alone.
Well, he won't be alone.
Poor thing.
Sorry? We won't be alone. There'll be other people in the room.
Yeah, I suspect, yeah. But I won't be there. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have a stand-in or deputy chair?
Pardon?
Do you have someone else who can be the IANA working group representative for you?
I think this is the point 4.2 in the agenda.
Okay. So you're going to try and work that out, are you? Are you going to try and organize that before the meeting?
I think only he wants to update us about that under 4.2.
I'm sorry, 4.2. Okay, I've got you. Sorry, Olivia, I apologize. No problem. We'll do that when we get there. Can I just so that everybody knows, so I can explain, on the Tuesday on the agenda, you'll see that at 1:30 till 3 there is a joint meeting with the GAC. And then you'll see that at 4:30 to 5:30 it says open GAC ICANN board meeting. The reason that is on there at 4:30 is because if we are faced with a board, an ICANN board that is serious about suggesting that there should be application fees, then Yanis Karkrums and I hope that at some point during our joint meeting at 1:30 to 3 o'clock, we will actually be able to come to a joint CCTLD GAC position on our views on that, which we would then hopefully be able to jointly put to the board at some point between 4:30 and 5:30 in the afternoon when there is an open GAC board meeting. So that's why it's on there. but that session may actually not be necessary if it all falls, if it's not as much of an issue as I think it's going to be. So, just so everyone's clear. Any other questions? Moving on from the agenda. Anyone else? No.
I have
good.
A question.
Oh, yes.
When shall I publish it, or when can I send it out?
Well, you can send it out now, I think, Gabby, but there's obviously some detail to be filled in.
Oh, yes, yes.
But I think you can send it out. I think you can send it out now,
mm-hmm.
and then say that we'll fill it in as quickly as we can.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. The next one, item 4 on the agenda, is working group update. CCNSO GAC. Yep. I have. Keith Davidson has sent me a note, and it says, well, first of all, he has made contact with Yanis and the other members of the group to discuss agenda items for the joint meeting and also to talk about enlarging the membership of the, at least of the CCNSO side of the liaison group. He's hoping that by the time we get to Mexico, he will be able to explain for 2 minutes on Tuesday morning to the room that the GAC liaison working group is slightly reconstituted with more members. So that's where we are with that, which is encouraging. And he's waiting for Yanis to come back to him on what we will be talking about on the Tuesday afternoon, as well as or instead of application fees. Any questions? Excellent. Olivier, 4.2, IANA Working Group.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Olivier.
Thank you very much. Not much to say, by the way. I saw, since I couldn't be on the last Council Tifrom teleconference call, that Bart made a statement that the group has been very quiet, and I would like to echo that. Yeah, the group has been very quiet those last months, and needs to be prompted to think of what they want to do. The previous conf call, it was agreed with Bart that we shouldn't try to talk together for organization, and I think Bart has been very busy, and we couldn't talk. So following up the last conf call, I sent a mail to the YANA working group,
mm-hmm.
just to ping and see who was there around, and I received 2 responses. So I resent a mail yesterday to members, because it's to YANA working group members, because since Paris it has been quite quiet, and the first job that would need to be done is to review the registry of members in the YANA working group, because I learned that some of the initial members were not anymore connected to their registry. So this is one of the things that would need to be done. In parallel with that, we had organized with Gabby to have a room on Monday morning for the YANA working group to meet. Unfortunately, at that time I didn't know that I wouldn't be able to come, so I won't be able in Mexico. So what I would suggest, but I need to see that with Bart to see if it's possible, would be to propose to organize a conf call on next week, for example, for the YANA working group member, to talk and to just make a report of the current situation. And I would be able maybe to pass a couple of slides from Paris in Mexico, if it's possible, over the YANA working group session, which is on Tuesday, I think.
Mm.
And not sure if it's appropriate. I had no news from Kim nor Barbara to see if there is a need for the YANA working group to meet in Mexico. So I'm not sure if this hour and a half planned on Monday is still necessary,
Well, I would suggest that depending on what's going on next week over the call, we decide a bit what to do. No other, Bart, do you want to add anything? Because we haven't been able
no,
to talk.
I think it even to take it a step further, and I know one or two members of the council are members of the IANA working group. I think maybe the working group should revisit whether it adds any value.
But you can only do that if you have a meeting of the working group, whether that's on the phone or in person.
Yeah, I know. That's why I put that on the agenda first before we go into organising the elections and everything else.
Well, I think it would be therefore very useful if it's at all possible to organise a meeting, a teleconference with the working group next week,
This
week, sometime between now and Mexico,
So
that at least you, Bart, or whoever is designated by the working group in the absence of Olivier can actually
update
us on the situation.
Yeah.
And that would be fine with you, Olivier, I assume?
Pardon?
That would be fine with you if you manage to have a conference call between now and Mexico and somebody updates us in Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I propose. So.
Okay, that's fine. And Olivier, if you're not coming to Mexico, then that means that this is your last meeting.
No,
this phone call.
You can join the telephone, Olivier, the council call in Mexico.
Yeah.
Unless there is another
conf call. No, I will be present. Is there a possibility to be on the call on on Wednesday afternoon?
Yes.
Yes, there is.
So I will be there, if possible.
Excellent. Can you, Gabby, liaise with Olivier so that we get that sorted out?
Yes.
Thank you. Is that it on the IANA stuff, Olivier?
Yeah.
It's complete? Excellent. Leslie?
The report, the long-awaited report of the working group is in draft form, and we'll be presenting it in Mexico, I hope.
Excellent. Marvellous. The tech working group, I have, as promised, finally made contact with Everhard, who thinks that the tech working group's only job is really to organise Tech Day, for now anyway, which he is in the process of doing. He has a draft agenda which is currently doing the rounds of those people who are involved in Tech Day and should be published. It hasn't yet been published, has it, Gabby?
No. Just the
okay. But basically, he's got various people involved for Mexico, including to talk about... hang on, it would help if I opened it up so that I could actually look at it. Practical DNSSEC, disaster planning, and so on. So that hopefully will go out relatively soon, and one of the things that I've agreed with Everhard is that we will sit down in Mexico at some point and talk about the tech working group and how it should continue and what it should be doing, if indeed there is anything that it should be doing.
Chris, can I just interrupt there? I'm glad you said you're going to talk to Everhard about it, because I had always hoped that the tech working group would be somewhat broader than just setting the session. And
I
certainly,
agree.
As an ex-member of the IANA working group, I think there would be some mileage in combining the two and having a place for informed technical comment on things like DNSSEC, etc.
I think that I agree, and I think that's absolutely the best way to do it, is if we actually put those two together, and as long as Everhard is prepared to continue to act as chair of a sub-working group rather than insisting that he acts as chair of the whole group, we'll be fine.
Indeed.
I think that's a Gabby, can you just make a note to remind me that I should deal with that relatively early on in Mexico?
Yes.
So that we can actually, nail that and get it sorted out. Because I think really that's the best way of dealing with it. It seems to me that the two working groups should be combined.
Yeah. I'll put that on the agenda of the IANA working group as well, the
Thanks, Bart.
Upcoming week.
Thanks, Bart. That's great. Strategic and Operational Planning Committee, who's talking to that one? Anyone? Or is that not, there's no one on the call?
Leslie, maybe you are the most suited to talk about it.
Thank you. Yes, I can do. I'm a member, though I'm not the chair. Byron's the chair. And the group are currently working on a draft of its charter to present in Mexico. And we're having a meeting in Mexico, too, to try to think about how we can get the community more engaged and up to speed on both the strategic plan and the operational plan.
Okay. Well, if that's great. I'm sort of lurking on that mailing list, and it seems to me that things are actually progressing reasonably quickly, and that's good. So hopefully in Mexico we can finalise some things and actually get moving on participating in the strategic and operational planning process that I...
That's the intention, yeah.
Yeah. And finally, working groups, the geographic regions working group, I have no idea who would talk to that. Gabby?
Bart, I think.
It's chaired by Dave Archibald. They're working on that charter as well, say defining the scope of what they will do, and more or less come up with a schedule and agenda for how to address the different issues relating to geographic regions. Will be published. The charter will be published just before the Mexico meeting, so it's time for feedback and comments, and then it goes to the board for approval.
So we can try and approve that in Mexico,
yeah.
Can we?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good.
So you're aware, I think Olga is on that committee as well.
Yes.
So she should be, want to add something, Olga?
Oh, thank you. We have been exchanging some ideas about the staff charter, and yes, you're totally right. I think we have come to a final version. It should be approved very soon.
Excellent.
So that's it.
Thank you, Olga. Hopefully, as I say, we can get that done in Mexico. Okay, the next item is the council workshop update. I don't actually know that there's much to update other than it's happening on Sunday afternoon in Mexico, obviously, given that that's where we're going to be. Gabby, do we have room details yet and stuff like that?
Yes, everything is up under ccnso.icon.org/calendar.
Is
that's
it?
Everything.
Okay.
Yes.
Good-o. What time are we starting?
1 o'clock.
Thank you very much. What time are we finishing?
I think it's 6 o'clock.
Excellent. What time's the bar open?
1 o'clock.
I don't know these things.
Yeah, 1 o'clock, yes. Excellent. Fantastic. And just for those that haven't been involved previously, we had a council workshop in Delhi last year, and this is the follow-up, which we tried to do in wherever it was we were, Cairo, but we postponed it till now. And the idea is to follow up from what we all agreed to do last year, and to see how far we've got with putting the steps in place, what the effect of those steps has been, what we haven't done yet and why, and what else we need to do. So that's what we're doing on the Sunday afternoon, and everyone who's on the council and liaising with the council is welcome. Okay, item number 6 is the GNSO Council Observer. Gabby, can you just briefly run us through what happened? Pierre resigned because he got a job with the government or something. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So he left AFNIC and therefore had to resign from position as the GNSO Council Observer.
Right. So we basically have a choice. We can either... We had two nominees at the time. One was Pierre, and the other one was Alion, I guess it's pronounced Alion Fadara, whose resume or CV is attached to the minutes. Our choice is that we can either simply appoint him, or we can go back for another call for volunteers for the position. Does anybody have any opinions?
Chris, on that.
Yes, Olivier.
I would like to thank you to have accepted, although it was short time, to have accepted to add Pierre in the CCNSO Council mailing list as an observer.
Yeah.
And not sure what's the policy with this regard, but I think it's useful for those that are, as just a comment, for those that are involved in such strategical position to be able to observe also what's going on in the council.
No, I agree. I agree. Does anybody have anything or any comments that they want to make about how we might proceed with this?
Everyone's silent.
Okay. I have a it's not a concern as such. It's more I don't know anything at all about the gentleman from Mali, and I've been unable to find anybody at all that I've been able to speak to who can tell me anything about him. And whilst I didn't know Pierre, at least Olivier was able to tell us about him, etc. So I'm just a little concerned about appointing somebody to a role that is actually quite important without knowing anything about them at all, other than the pieces of paper that we've received.
Chris, just to let you know, this person will actually, he's one of our funded travellers, so he will be in Mexico, so maybe you want to wait a bit and, you know, let us know him there.
Does anybody mind if we do that? If we just wait until we get to Mexico and have a chat with Alion there? Nobody minds. Okay, well then I think that's an answer. So we can, if Gabby, could you send a note to the GNSO or to Avery or to Glenn or someone just to say that we'll get to it in Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we could perhaps meet with Alion and see if we're comfortable and then make the appointment or alternatively make another call.
Chris,
would you like me to let him know, or
let him know that we'd like to meet with him in Mexico, and we'll set up a time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not like all of us, but maybe.
Okay.
Chris, could we also ask him for a some written argumentation as to why he'd like to do this?
Yes, that's actually not a bad idea.
Before we
meet. As opposed to, I think that's a good. Gabby, can you ask him to just do a sort of short document on the reasons why he wants to be the liaison with the GNSO?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, Patricio here. As a problem, it's all real that things change with time, and even if it's been only a short time, perhaps now other people might also be interested in. And actually, we don't know for a fact that this gentleman is still interested.
He's still interested,
so
that's a fair point.
Shouldn't we issue a call for interested people?
This
is what we would have done if this had happened, say, a year from now.
Yeah, it's probably sensible, isn't it? I mean, in the sense that we've assumed that he's still interested and tell him that we'd like to see him in Mexico, but also issue a call.
I think he is interested because I remember I had an email exchange with him where he seems to be interested in being involved with the CCNSO.
Well, why don't you send him a note saying that we're going to talk to him in Mexico, Gabby, but also that we will issue, because we think it's the best thing to do, we'll issue another call.
Okay.
And send a note out and say that anyone who's interested should send in a note up by email.
And that person has to be on the council, right?
No, they're not on the council. They are a liaison from the CCNSO to the GNSO. So in fact, it's actually quite hard if they are on the council. They shouldn't really be on the council.
Okay.
They should be a member.
But not necessary to be on the council, right?
Well, in fact, they shouldn't be on the council.
Okay.
Because if they're on the council, that means they can't attend because they'll be busy doing GNSO things.
Okay.
Sorry, Bart.
If the person should be associated with a CCTLD?
Yes, and they should be associated with a CCTLD that's a member.
Yeah, so that's one. And secondly, is this for the, for a full year or just for the term that Pierre was...
No, full year.
Full year, okay.
Yeah.
we start anew. Yep.
Yeah, otherwise it's crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you could do it two ways. You could say, okay, the next one fills up the term of Pierre and then goes on for a new one.
No, just do it for you. Because the terms are invention anyway. So.
No, it's fine.
It doesn't make any difference. Okay, good. Excellent. Ooh, dinner. Gabby.
The sweet dinner, so dinner. Oscar has arranged a restaurant, and so far I managed to get four sponsors, of which two say they want to pay up to 1,000. Then we have one, China. I hope you're still interested in paying 2,000, and the rest, Lactfieldy will pay, which is much more than the rest.
Okay, well, if you need more...
But it would be good to have another sponsor, so if anyone's interested, that would be very good. If not, we will probably... We have these four sponsors.
Well, I've already said I'll do it, so... Did you already have me on the list?
But anyone else would be great. Great to be in the seat.
When is it going to be?
When?
Sorry?
Sorry. What did you say? Where?
When?
On Tuesday evening. I don't remember the time. Tuesday.
And that doesn't clash
I'm
with...
I'm pretty close
with
to the meeting venue.
And that doesn't clash with the gala or anything like that?
No, the gala's on Wednesday.
Okay. Excellent.
That's going to be... Sorry, I missed that. Which day?
Well, Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday, okay.
Okay. Will we organize buses, or can we walk, or what's the deal, Gabby?
I think it's close enough to walk.
And what are we going to do about people, and how limited are the numbers?
We always counted hundreds of people, so I told Oscar 100 people. This is what we counted for. This is the same number we had in Paris.
And how are we going to deal with it?
Well, I will deal with it somehow this week. I guess.
Okay, fine.
So I will send out an email. I just wanted to have the sponsors organized first.
Okay, well, I think you can just proceed on that basis. We'll be fine.
Okay.
Good. Is there any other business or anything anyone else wants to talk about?
Yes, Chris, this is Olga.
Yes, Olga.
Thanks, Chris. Maybe you already know that GMSO is going through a restructuring process. We will start having the first meetings of the different working groups, which are the community. And I would encourage the GMSO community to participate in this. They are open. And if you are not there in Mexico, you can also do it by remote participation. What we could do is maybe Rob Hoggart and Gabby, the different management dates that we are working on them where it's not yet established, and the different working groups from the business community could join.
Okay, it's quite hard to hear you, Olga, but I got most of that. Could you send a note to the council list?
Okay.
And I assume you're also on the is Olga on the members list as well, Gabby?
No.
Okay, well, if you send it to the council list, Olga, we'll forward it to the members list.
Okay.
And let everybody know what's going on and ask them if they want to participate.
Okay. I will.
Thank you.
Or just send it to Gabby, to the CCNSO secretariat. We will forward it to the different list.
Yeah, okay, fine.
It's just as easy.
Good.
Is Rudy Vancek here? May I?
Yes, Rudy.
Well, you all know that the ALEC is organizing the summit in Mexico.
Yes.
And I was wondering who wants to participate in one of our sessions, or more or one of the sessions, as they are probably quite interesting.
Well, I'm talking on the Saturday, as far as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
What sessions specifically are you referring to?
Well, we have several sessions we are organizing, and some of them could be interesting, having some debates with members of the CCNSO in regards, especially the, for instance, the session I'm organizing, registries, registrars, and domain abuse. Could be interesting to have someone from CCNSO to have their statement.
When is that, Rudy?
Normally that's going to be on Tuesday.
Okay.
And
but the challenge there is that's our meeting.
Yes,
but
it's.
if you do what I suggested to Olga, if you send a note of the sessions that you specifically think will be of interest and when they're going to be, then we will try and organise for people to be involved, even if that's during our meeting.
Okay.
So if you send that to Gabby,
mm-hmm.
She'll send that out to the list.
Okay, I'll do.
Is that all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Rudy. Anybody else?
Just a practical question to Bart. Bart, do you plan to call me today?
Yeah, or tomorrow. Tomorrow morning is fine as well.
Okay, tomorrow morning is good because I have something else this afternoon at work.
Yeah, let's do
that.
You got my home number. I'll be home tomorrow.
Gentlemen,
can you call me around when I have a convenience here around?
Gentlemen, it's now 10:15 at night. I don't need to be listening to you two discussing your personal telephone calls. does anybody have anything else that we need to talk about?
No.
I have announced.
Yes.
Yes. For a strange reason, they decide to have again a soccer tournament in Mexico. So if somebody is interested in forming a team, call me.
Okay. So Eric, again, if you want to get a response, you best to send a note to the list.
Yes, but
because we can get a note out to the members list, and then the mad and crazy soccer people can respond.
Okay.
All right. Anything else before we go? Thank you all very much. See you all in Mexico, or before in Geneva if you're going to be there.
Bye,
thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, everyone.